make the most of your time at university and beyond. It's time for Tub Thump. On today's Tub Thump, I've got 5 great ways to improve your grades. And guess what? They don't even need any extra studying. I'm sure that you want to get the highest possible mark when you hand in assignments and when you take exams. I know I certainly would. So if you want a serious boost in your ability to earn the best grade you can manage, there are loads of things that you can do. And some of that magic happens before you even get down to the studying itself. And I've got 5 tips for you, and a bonus 6th as well if you carry on. I've got 5 tips for you that are really easy to implement. And the difficult part is committing to them. It's not that difficult because, as I say, these don't include extra studying. This is about getting some habits right so that you wish you discovered them way, way sooner and that you're able to then focus on the actual study way better than before. So the first tip is to exercise before you do any work. Just a walk, it doesn't need to be anything strenuous, but having a walk, it can work wonders on your mind. You don't need to lift weights, you don't need to do anything crazy, I promise. Just having a walk, it can refresh you, it can do all sorts. So just put one foot in front of the other and, you know, maybe take 25, 30 minutes to have a walk and to get everything else out of your mind. And also, exercise is able to really help you begin to get the cogs in the brain working. Whenever I want to have a fresh focus on something, a walk, it never lets me down. It always helps me out. I can then get back to my desk and I've always got fresh ideas. The second thing to do, and this is a biggie, stop with the all-nighters. Please don't do these all-night essays. It's really not worth it. Everyone knows that they shouldn't do it, right? But so many people succumb to it. And the problem is the all-night essay is always going to produce poorer work than if you were to do it over a more considered period of time. There's a few reasons. It's like, first, if you do the assignment all in one go, that's bad because you can't then redraft, you can't edit, you can't think about it beyond that. 2, you do most of it when you're meant to be sleeping. That's a problem because your mind's not with it. And 3, you've got no time to edit and check. You've literally got a few hours to do whatever it is that you can, and then it's finished. You haven't got time. The deadline's there. You've just got to hand it in. It's a disaster. So of these 5 tips I'm giving you today, if you only picked one of them, it would be, please don't do the all-nighters. Banish that last-minute rush. Take it slowly toward a better grade, because it doesn't mean you add more time to the work. It's just better spaced out, and it's better for you, I promise. The third tip is to shift your location regularly. Go to different places, mix things up, because your surroundings, they shape your experience more than you'd think. So read, research, revise, all over the place, lots of different areas. If you imagine reading a book at your desk, if you did it just at your desk, then you've only got that one context to think about. But if you read one chapter at your desk, and then you read another chapter in the library, another chapter in the canteen maybe, another chapter on a bench somewhere on campus, and another chapter in the park nearby, another chapter in town in a coffee shop or something. If you think all these different places, you're more likely to remember some key points about what you read in each of those different areas. You're also more likely to recall the text when you need it, because you'll be jolted by these memories of where you were, what was happening around you, you know, the noises, the emotions, the sounds, everything that you encountered. So mix up where you study. Number 4 on the list of ways to improve your grades without further study is to get the right sleep. And it's one of the reasons why all night sessions really should be avoided. You need your sleep. The body doesn't stop telling you that I need sleep. Please let me sleep. It keeps on saying it, even when you're desperate to stay awake to get on with some work. So what you need to do is find the best length of sleep for you. And I mean, that can be tough. when you are tempted by some of the late night events and having a good time out, that kind of thing. But at the same time, it's worth that effort. Talked about it before, I'll talk about it again. You know, sleep's one of these big things and it is difficult for students. So I know how tough it is. And as much as it's ideal to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time, it just isn't practical on most levels when you're studying for a degree. So do as best as you can by finding what kind of time to bed is good for you, and at least try to stick to that most of the time, just so that you can help regulate your sleep patterns a little bit and maintain a bit of consistency. And even if you don't do that, if you work out roughly how many hours of sleep you need to get a good night of rest, then always attempt to get those hours. Even if you go to sleep at different times, try to get that number of hours. It may be as few as 4, it may be as many as 10, but whatever it is about working out getting those hours on a consistent basis. Because you'll kick yourself. If you get up every day with, you know, an hour or two less sleep than you need, it may kind of feel all right for a while, but that fatigue and the sleep deprivation, it comes along in a slower sense. And it comes along also at times when you haven't really got the chance to recover with any rest. So if you do yourself a favor now and don't keep staying up for longer, but get the right number of hours of sleep to you. It's funny, you don't necessarily notice how sleep deprived you are, because it might only be 30 minutes to an hour that you're not getting that you should be, but it can really make a big difference. And the fifth tip is to basically drink tea, because tea, it has caffeine. And tea, yes, it can perk you up. It can give you all sorts of a boost. But it's far better than having things like the massive caffeine and energy drinks. I know it's tempting to have some of these energy drinks and you really need a massive dose of it. But it's actually really good to have tea, because tea's got a lot of the antioxidants. Tea's also able to help you in other ways. Now, I tend to drink things like green tea, oolong tea, white tea, that type of thing. I don't tend to have a standard black tea or in a tea bag, that kind of thing, because what I want is as much of the boost as possible. I don't just want the caffeine. And also, weirdly, you can get quite high or decent amounts of caffeine in some of the loose leaf teas. Now, when I was a student, part of the difficulty I had was not understanding that what you read on the packets of tea from the shops are often a bit dubious. So what you find is that you'll have green teas and so on, and it just says pour boiling water over it. Don't do that, because it makes it taste bitter and horrible. I mean, if you're going for a bitter flavour, then fine, fair enough. But in the main, if you do it at a much lower heat, and also if you use loose leaf rather than tea bags, you are able to get a far better flavour. And you wouldn't realise it. It took me years before I realised how amazing tea tastes. And it's not that difficult. If you boil a kettle and then you pour some water into a mug for a few seconds, you get the temperature down. Or if you boil it and then just wait for a minute or two with the water in a kettle, then pour it on, you don't really need to think too much about the temperature. You don't need to invest in a thermometer or anything like that. It's all about getting a gauge of what works for you. But seriously, drinking tea is a great way to help you with your study, because instead of having these massive energy drinks and having a crash later on, the tea at least will help you to have that energy, to get that boost, but in a way that helps to sustain it a bit calmer than if you had one of these massive energy drinks. And then a bonus tip for you. So here's a sixth tip. Might be pretty obvious, but list things, plan things, schedule things. You may think that writing lists, making plans, all that kind of stuff, it's part of your study, yes, and is just good practice after all, which is why it's more a bonus tip. But, you know, just in case, you do need to think about it. Because I used to be guilty of leaving lists and timetables and that kind of stuff well alone. I didn't really want to focus on them all the time. Now, it could have been worse. It's not like I completely ignored them. But, you know I could have done better. So it's always worth reminding yourself to stick with these list schedules and so on. Because if you let things go to pot, then you won't know where you're going. Now, there are many ways that you can make these lists and schedules and organised timetables and so on, you might not find one that works for you straight away. You may think that you've tried and failed. All that means is that you've not found what worked for you at the time. So instead of dismissing everything and going, no, timetables don't work for me properly, I can't be bothered to schedule or write lists, you need to persist in the different possible methods. Find things that do work for you. And to be honest, if all else fails and you refuse to plan ahead, you could at least try to do something called structured procrastination. I'll link to it in the show notes, but I wrote a piece a few years back about what structured procrastination is. It's basically getting more stuff done without a plan, but working on the stuff that you feel like doing. And that sounds simple, but it's just that obviously that's going to be quite tough if a lot of stuff you don't want to do. This is more when you're not really quite sure what to do in what order, so mix it up a bit and enjoy doing it in the order that works for you. Like I say in the piece that I'll link to, you have to be determined and driven to make it work effectively. Otherwise, structured procrastination becomes, well, it becomes procrastination. So I hope you enjoyed these tips today on TubThump. They don't require more studying, so whatever the case, at least none of this involves anything other than maybe a couple of tweaks. For me, it's all about getting those habits right. This has been TubThump, and I've been Martin Hughes. Find more stuff to make the most of your time at university and beyond over at theuniversityblog.co.uk, where you can also find the show notes for what you've just been listening to. Make sure to follow me on Twitter @universityboy. Music on this show is by Tobu, and thanks to Creative Commons. TubThump's part of the Learning Always Network, and new shows come out every Monday and Thursday. Thanks for listening, and keep being awesome.